in my mind, a certain point has arisen, so I thought I'd share that with you. In the individual, a human being, there's a natural trait, and that is that he wants to be respected. He wants to be respected. This is a natural trait, that I want people to respect me. And all of those levels of respect and status, they should be fulfilled. Whether he's on that stage or not, it doesn't matter. The human being has a desire that he wants to be recognized. If there are people on high levels in dunya, so-called big shots, they are minor individuals, so-called, in the dunya. And some people are so-called big shots due to their title, and somebody's big because of another reason or for another reason. Somebody's a very, you can say, famous individual or personality. Let's say a duke. Let's take a duke title or a prince. A person has the title of a prince. Let's say Prince Charles. He's a personality, a person in this country. And your home is on the banks of the main road, yeah, right on the edge. And he lives in that house. So the prince's car is passing by that road. And obviously when a big man drives past, travels past, then obviously there's a bit of commotion, a bit of clamor. Prince is coming and there's police convoy. Because there's respect for that personality. And if your wife's at home and she's working and she hears the police sirens and passing by, naturally she'll say, who's passing by today? Who is this person? Where's he come from? And she'll realize that, oh, he's a convoy, big man. And they're passing by his home, her home. And when you come back in the evening to home, then as much as I understand, according to the natural habits, human habits, you'll be sitting down to eat. She'll tell you first, straight away, you know what happened today? That today a convoy drove past our house. You know, the Duke drove past. It was Prince Charles. He passed by. He drove past on our road, really close to our house. Would she say this or not? And we have no link with him, maybe, or etc. But this is, she'll say, with pride, maybe. And she'll say that he's a big man and he passed by our house. A famous personality in our area, vicinity. Now, he could have gone from other roads, but he was really close to our home, on the edge of our road, and when he turned and it was our house, he just passed by in front of the door. And you say, is it? When was this? And will this discussion happen? No, this definitely, this discussion takes place. So you will be surprised. Is it? Okay, mashallah. Maybe some sort of picture would have been taken of your house while the convoy was passing by. So from that, because he is an esteemed personality, he has a high lofty status, and he passed by near your home, so you speak about him, you praise him, and his respect comes into your heart. But look, our house, you know, a normal humble place we live in, and he's passed by, and obviously we want naturally that everybody respects us, similar to this. So let me explain that. How does a person attain respect? Respect is that respect which Allah gives, which Allah gives. This is the respect of the dunya. This is the respect of the dunya. Which, what is kept in this? The real genuine respectful person is he who Allah gives the title of respectful. If people in the world make a person a prince, a king, he's this and that. But if Allah Ta'ala makes somebody his prince, makes him his servant, then what will be the scenario with regards to his respect, his status and his level? I think, why don't we become a person like that? The second example. As I said, Allah Ta'ala naturally has given us this desire that we want to be famous. Then rather than be famous in the world, people praise us, we're this, and he's a big shot, titles in the world, somebody becomes an MP or MNA, a member of the National Assembly. He's no interest. Look, if I become an MP, member of Parliament, people say, oh, he's an MP, my pictures will be taken, and people will look up at me and respect me. This is temporary. This is temporary. But my heart also feels, if I share with you, that why don't we become such respectful people that subhanAllah, whose respect Allah gives to that person. Allah Ta'ala, if you want to be like that, put your hands up. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Do you want to be a respectful person? who Allah Ta'ala has enabled, then listen, what respect you'll get. Imagine the respect you'll get. Yeah, this is just a hadith that's come into my mind. It's a very beneficial discussion that's come to my mind. So I thought that why should I keep it hidden inside me? Let me share it with my friends so they can implement as well. Subhanallah. Because you're tired obviously today. MashaAllah, you all were tired since quite some time. And yesterday was dhikr and today is dhikr as well. Subhanallah. Look at the difference in this masjid now. If Allah Ta'ala wills, He can make a big gathering. And if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can reduce it. But it's the same dhikr. The thawab is the same. Everything is the same. The angels are the same way descending. And it's also a great night. Yesterday night and today night. It's the night of Jummah. It's very lofty night. High status. So people feel like that when you do something, Allah Ta'ala makes them practice. And the next day they get lazy. They're lazy. Susti. But those who are greedy for the hereafter, they become more alert. They become more alert. Allah Ta'ala has prepared in such a way, He doesn't let them tire. He says, go on, get some more enjoyment today. Get some more enjoyment today. So as long as a person is breathing and he's alive, never get tired in this path. Never, oh, it's okay, I did 40 days, chilla, I'm tired. No, if you do 40 days, chilla, next day be more active than the before. Be more active. It was naturally, isn't it? After you do something, you work hard, you get lazy. So today, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, blessings of Allah, there are less people, less brothers, same environment, same night, dhikr, same Allah we are remembering. Same Allah, the one who gives, He's there, always. So we're getting what we need to tonight, otherwise people could disperse. But we need to look at Allah's name. What's our objective? We're gathered again today, there are less people, but the rewards are the same that we will attain. So what I was saying was, that we desire, we get respectable. Which respect? Not the respect of the world. People give votes, they get scared, or if some revolution comes, I lose my seat, my throne, I lose my power, and I'll get demoted. Always in fear. But if Allah gives respect to someone, He's in no fear. His respect is always increasing. Subhanallah. So when morning is something, evening is even greater. The next day is even greater. Respect continues to increase. This is Allah's respect that's given. So let me tell you now the crux of the matter. This come in my mind. I'd like to share with you. If you want to become respectful, why not? We should be respectful. This is proper, solid, respectful people. Respected. So listen to this hadith. It's a beautiful hadith. I've discussed with you various times before. But the subject today attaches to this hadith. The hadith is stated that one mountain asks the other mountain, subhanAllah, that today, did somebody pass by you, a friend of Allah, doing dhikr? Subhanallah. One mountain, he asks the other mountain, that today, did somebody pass by you today who mentioned the name of Allah, recited them? He'll say, didn't. No one. He said, but somebody passed by me who did that. So he's proud. The mountain. He's proud. What's he proud of? So now tell me. That person, I'll give you the example, isn't it? Prince passed by and the wife tells the husband, oh, Prince passed by during the afternoon. He was really close to our house. Subhanallah. So the person who does the dhikr of Allah, the human being becomes so respected and lofty and has dignity amongst the environment. Allah Ta'ala gives dignity and respect to that person, that if he walks past a mountain, that mountain is proud that this person's walked past me. Subhanallah. Whether anybody accepts or not, but the universe recognizes that person because Allah has given the respect to that person. And why has he got that respect? Because he does the dhikr of Allah, this individual. He has just done the dhikr of Allah. So the dhakir remembers Allah is very respectful, that person, that whether the people of the world respect him or not. But the universal things, the environment, the creatures respect that person. The places where he sits respect him. Allah Ta'ala makes those places famous. Beware, this is my dhakir who's remembering me. In the hadith, another hadith comes to mind, that earth that you sit on and do dhikr of Allah, then the seven layers of the earth to the core, they're proud. Do you know who's sitting on top of me? The earth's crust is the dhakir who remembers Allah. He sat on, they're surprised. Is it a great man sat on you? You are so fortunate, lucky, that such a great man has passed by you or sat on you. That's such a fantastic person, a dhakir. You're very fortunate, O land. So brothers, have you become respectful or not? Tell me. So to get respect, to acquire respect and dignity, which Allah Ta'ala defends, the respect that Allah gives, that's respect. If that respect is hidden today, And if you can see the mountains, the oceans, the rivers, the fish, they can see the respect of the walis of Allah, the people who do dhikr of Allah. But tomorrow what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will demonstrate that person's respect to the universe. Yeah, because all these secrets will be unraveled. At that time, Allah will say that this was the dhakir, he used to remember me. So my brothers, life is for a few days, alhamdulillah. Develop that respect in your lives. Don't take temporary respect. We don't have that need of temporary love or acclaim. Call me a big shot. I'm famous. I'm a celebrity. If you respect me, I'll give you money. Keep on praising me, glorifying me, and mentioning me nicely amongst people. He's close to me because he praises me. He doesn't know he's his sidekick. And behind his back, he's backbiting. He's just his sidekick. So this, whether respects you, if somebody respects you or not in the world, but the universe and the creatures will recognize you. The stones will recognize the dhakir. So let's do that action which Allah Ta'ala loves a person due to and also gives a person. And that is the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Yes? If you see the greatest awliya Allah, the mashayikh, their names are elevated. Even today they're alive, their words are alive, their actions are alive. Even today, remember in this masjid, Hazrat Muhammad Zakari Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, and his qameez somebody used to wear. A qameez shirt. And I can't remember, it was quite a while back. And he showed me that qameez. And the fragrance was coming from that qameez, from that shirt. After quite a long time, there was fragrance in that qameez. Subhanallah, what was it? That probably was some rough cloth, kurta. But subhanallah, this was the qameez that belonged to a respectful person. It was the qameez of a respectful person. Even that qameez, that shirt was proud that I'm attached to the body of a respectful person. He's worn me. Subhanallah. And the fragrance would come from that qameez. So brothers, my brothers, we ourselves do actions, artificial actions to acquire artificial respect, fake respect, which is a waste of time. Remember Allah. Do the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will elevate you. He will make you high. Big status. Recognition, morning and evening, be regular, remember Allah, take the company of a wali Allah, friend of Allah. You definitely need company. Without having bayah, without being bayah to a sheikh and taking the guidance, you cannot succeed. Oh, I'm bayah with this person, bayah, and you have no connection. The fragrance of the bayah will come when, for example, if you do nikah with a woman, and you never go near to her, and you say, I'm married, you'll say this, because the formalities have been, are you married? Yeah, I'm married. Yes, I'm married. But you've never gone close to your wife. No close relationship. Then there's no result. Just by paper, you're written on paper that you made. This is a hal today. I'm bayah today. I've got a teacher. If you ask him, I'm bayah with this sheikh, that sheikh. But because there's no sohbat, no company, then there's no benefit. Say subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're telling people, I'm bayah with this sheikh and that sheikh. We'll say big titles. But the real objective is whether he's a sheikh who's not well known, but if you've got his sohbah, his company. For example, if your wife, even if she's not maybe that good looking, but if you have a close relationship with her, then the offspring will result. But if you have a beautiful wife and you don't go close to her, then you'll have no offspring. Nothing. You'll say, I'm married, etc. to people. So brothers, you have to solidify the relationship. If you say, for the sake of the world, I'm bayah with this sheikh, because he's got long title, and he's well known. This is no link with the akhirah, with the hereafter. For the akhirah, if you do bayah for the akhirah, they don't do bayah. They sell themselves to Allah. They hand themselves over. They assign themselves to Allah. Yes, you have to sell yourself. Your soul, you have to annihilate your soul. You have to give up yourself. Your baseless eyes. If you get married, will you sleep or just be with your wife for a few hours? Your life? No. You'll spend the night. That, for example, you sleep there and I sleep there. No. For example, if you have one child, a son, you'll want a daughter. If you have a daughter, you'll want a son. And today started birth control. But in reality, that every year there should be a new model. Allah Ta'ala likes this. Subhanallah. This is not something to stop. That if Allah Ta'ala wanted to stop, He'd stop it Himself. Won't he? He's made a system within the female. So don't stand back. If Allah Ta'ala is giving, then keep on taking. Every child will bring his rizq. Subhanallah. And such enjoyment. If somebody rings the bell, then every size and age of child should come to the door. Oh, who's here? How many children in this house? So when today now there's no control this extra child, if we have our wealth will decrease, stop having children, eat this tablet, economy is going downhill and people aren't prosperous anymore, 5 children are in families, we need to reduce to 3 to 2. Allah Ta'ala says, you say rizq will decrease, I say rizq will increase, I will give rizq. Every child will bring his rizq, his wealth. Yes, Allah says, Ya razuqu man yasha. Allah Ta'ala says that I will give rizq if I want to reduce somebody's wealth, I'll reduce it. If I want to increase somebody's increase. Will you give the sustenance to children? If I say you've got 5 children, how will they eat from? Allah says, and I say from experience, if you're on your own, and look at the rizq of your household, it's become your wealth. Your child, if he comes into the home, then good fortune comes to the home, to the family. Yes, I've seen this regularly. Person goes to a room. He gets in the room, he's afraid, if I get married, I'll have to come out of this shared room and go to a house. Get married, nothing to be afraid about. Get married, then more rizq will come. Your wife will bring rizq and wealth, and he'll come out of the rent, he'll come into his home, then he's scared, if children get born, my job's not good enough. Have children. Every child that is born, alhamdulillah, will come with his rizq, with his wealth, and he will feed you, she will feed you. Subhanallah. So for us, let's birth control, economy control, money control. Allah says, I give rizq, I will increase wherever I want. So this is a sign that people who have children are being born, their rizq is increasing with the fadl of Allah. Subhanallah. So this is the situation. That izzat, respect, dignity becomes such a respectful person that we don't care about the dunya. Allah Ta'ala gives the stamp that this is my respectful servant. Respect him. If Allah Ta'ala respects a person, then everything in the universe will respect him. Wood, animals, up, down, everywhere a person respects him. But when a person like this dies, who's already got respect, and the universe and creatures, environment respects him, then imagine his grave, how beautiful a place it will be. It will already recognize him before he comes there. It will be happy that inside me such an insan has come, whose chest is enlightened from before with the dhikr of Allah. Nur ala nur. Where's he going? Oh, I was waiting for you. You've come into me today. The grave say, I'm grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala selected you for me as a grave, so that you are buried here for your body. Subhanallah. So one action Allah Ta'ala has explained to us, what is that? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Okay, one action. And the more I can swear by Allah so strongly with yaqeen, certainty, that the people who do the dhikr of Allah, the respect they have, there's nothing that can compare. Nothing. Nothing. You don't go to ask from someone, you don't beg to anybody, you don't bow in front of anybody, you don't care about anybody, you don't have any sadness or loss or fikr or concern. You are independent. You have no link or connection with anyone for material things, that you just go towards one direction. Subhanallah, those people who have respect, they ask from Allah. That's it. No link with anything else. Yes, they remember Allah's name so much, they don't understand anything else. So solidly they revise and remember and memorize Allah's name, that there's no one greater than this. And they bow and submit to that name. Allah says, you keep on submitting and I'll keep on giving. Subhanallah. And they have no distress whether anyone gives salam to them, asks them, or sits with them, or goes, or comes. They have no concern with this. No connection with anyone else or anything else. Because they are the respectful people that Allah Ta'ala has given them the respect. So brothers, if you want to attain respect, dignity, then don't run after votes. Don't run after titles or promises or other tricks. Why has he not got up for me? Why hasn't he looked at me? Why hasn't he acclaimed me, accepted me? You're always worried about others. No, become independent. Take respect from Allah. And that's the person who's the dhakir, who remembers Allah. Will you do dhikr, brothers? Inshallah. That have love for the dhikr of Allah. You get so much from the dhikr of Allah. But listen carefully one thing. When a person does dhikr of Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When we do dhikr, we say this, don't we? What do we say? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah Ta'ala says that in Jannah, I've opened the treasure chests for you in paradise. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So then, does Allah Ta'ala say this to anyone else? That I've opened the treasure chest for you? It's for the dhakir. Allah says, because you have just turned the key for that treasure chest. Second point. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When a person says this, Allah says the whole world, all of the illnesses is in this one sentence, is the cure, the solution for all of the illnesses in the world. The dhakir, he gets the cure for all illnesses from that one kalima. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Look how great is dhikr of Allah. Today, if you didn't sit here, then would you recite these kalimats that we are reciting now? No. When would you recite? that, for example, you have love for dhikr, then Allah Ta'ala will allow you to recite such kalamat. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. Allah loves this kalama so much. Allah loves this kalama so much. He loves this verse so beloved. Allah has given a whole story for this kalama. There was a Nabi, a prophet, from which is established as an example. The Nabi, he did such an action. He went, and then Allah Ta'ala took hold of him. Just like Allah Ta'ala wanted to demonstrate Nabi, great personality. Allah Ta'ala took him through him and gave the order to the fish that this person's going to come and grab him, take him, encapsulate him. Beware, he's my servant. That if anything of yours, your sharp teeth, etc., I will punish you. Yes, Allah Ta'ala said, beware to the fish, give him ease, take him inside you with ease. Like there's a 5-star hotel he's entered into. Allah ordered that fish. Yes, and it was a special fish, mashallah. And all the other fish are proud of that fish. They're all afraid of that fish. That this is the fish that took hold of us. Yunus alayhi salam, step back. They also have a dunya. They also have a realm. Because he had a link with the Nabi, with the Prophet. Subhanallah. So you'll also be saying, what kind of discussion is this that he's saying? Yesterday was different discussion, today is different discussion, mashallah. Same gathering, we sat to do dhikr, and a point's coming to my heart, and the discussion has started. Subhanallah. And inshallah, you're not getting bored. You're not getting bored, are you? With what I'm saying? You're getting bored? No. Yes, because those people sometimes, they sit down, I don't get bored, and mashallah, you don't get bored in listening. Why? Because it comes from there, and it goes to here. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. That's why there's interest in these words. So, Allah Ta'ala said to the fish, beware, how dare you, don't harm or pain my Prophet. Don't think I'm sending you him as your food, as your risk. No, you have to protect him. I want to demonstrate an action to the world. That I want to deliver a message to the world as an example with this Nabi of mine. Until Qiyamah, this example will be alive. Because there's the human beings that have been born, and their lives, they have highs and lows and problems. I want to give them a lesson. A lesson. By who? Through whom do I give the example? So that the yaqeen becomes strong. Because through examples, our yaqeen gets strong. Just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah, that show me this. That he said that, do you not believe? He said, yes, I believe in you, Allah. I just want to solidify my belief. Because this is our nature, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala said that he will listen to what I'm saying. But what I desire is I give examples so that the people of the world can become strong in the king. Those who recite the kalima do dhikr of Allah. So they should realize this is a great thing that you are reciting this kalima. Subhanallah. So he wasn't a normal personality who can recite this kalima. My special select servants will recite this morning and evening. They'll recite this kalima. Subhanallah. So this is the special people. What a great example Allah has given. So the fish, he swallowed the Prophet. Allah Ta'ala allowed his Nabi to stay in his stomach. And then eventually the kalima was taught. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimi. What a beautiful verse. Beautiful verse. La ilaha illa anta. Nothing else apart from you, Allah. Anta. Anta. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka. Allah, you are pure, glorious Allah. You are glorious. Your status is so glorious. And I am impure. I am the dhalim who's committed injustice. You are pak, you are pure Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Then he's requesting to Allah, begging. So this kalima was taught to us. Allah said, recite this. As soon as Hazrat Yunus recited, how dare the fish continue to imprison him? And he kept him in such a nice way that, subhanallah, in the stomach of the animal. And then, and when he recited that verse, and then he was at the banks of the sea, the river, and Allah Ta'ala said, show. And then, you know, Allah Ta'ala sent Allah Ta'ala created like a raft. And then, subhanallah, the release of the Prophet of Allah came, and then Allah Ta'ala stated, which I stated yesterday, that Yunus, if you didn't recite this kalama, then on the day of judgment, people would get up from their graves, and I took you out of the stomach of this fish. So the miracle of this kalama is this, that listen to this. This kalama I have selected, and I want to teach to my special ummah of my special Nabi. Say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. No other Nabi will this kalima come to who? It will come to the Muslims of Bolton. Subhanallah. And those who do my dhikr, I will give them this kalima. this verse, and morning and evening I will allow them to recite this. Why? So that nobody falls into difficulty, depression, worries. Whenever you have problems, then remember me through this. Kalam Allah says, I will take you out of the problems, just like I took my Prophet out of the stomach of the fish. These are the dhakir, the rewards. My brothers, what should we do? Dhikr of Allah. Do you understand my words? You don't understand what I'm saying? Dhikr of Allah. Never run away from dhikr. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala says, if there's three of you do dhikr, if there's five of you do dhikr, same passion, same love, same energy. Can you see a difference? There was a gathering yesterday. Today I'm sat the same way. I'm sat the same with same words. Yes, it's like if it could be a big gathering. Because what do we do in front of us? What do we do? That when I do dhikr, in front of me is not the people, it's Allah. It's Allah. I have no problem with who's here, who's not here. I'm speaking to Allah, connecting to my Rabb, to my Lord. I'm sat in the court of Allah, I'm remembering Allah. That's it. That's it. And make this solid. So we dim the lights and we put cloth on our heads so that we don't see anyone else around us disturbing us. We say, Allah, that we just want to concentrate. I'm not doing this action for anyone else. Even if there are 1,000 in front of me, or 9,000 or 10,000, I'm doing this action for you, Allah. That's it. That's it. I cannot see anything else apart from your glory, Allah, your status, your power. So for this reason, the same jazb, passion inside me is now the same as this. Maybe you're seeing more today. This is the night of Jummah, mashallah. So create the connection with Allah, love Allah, remember Allah, do dhikr, become independent. You have no link with the people. You have no worry about the people. Allah Ta'ala gives them respect and very high status. Inshallah, you'll see this in your life. That when you took a lot of dhikr, you are young still, young, you have children, and you've got a life in front of you. Remember my words. Remember these words of this fakir, that Allah will give you so much respect, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. The walking around, people will salute you, recognize you. You won't desire it, but they'll respect you. I said, please come to my car. Please, you come to my car. They'll stop you on the road. They'll stop you. They want to serve you. You say, what's special about me? Nothing. Remember, there's nothing special about you. This dervish, a teacher, said to you, your greatest quality is that you remember Allah. That's your greatest quality. Remember this. So will you leave dhikr now? Will you neglect it? You've become solid now. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to remember him, to dhikr. Let's do dhikr now. We will enjoy it, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa azwajihi ummatil mu'minin wa zurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi kama sallaita ala ibrahima wa ala ali ibrahima innaka hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kathiran kathiran kathiran. Allahumma aghfir lana zunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khat'ana wa amadana kulla zalik indana. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استغفرنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا بزمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمعي اللهم اغفنا في قلبي لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دبرهم كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهم كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یہ خاتون ہے ان کی چچی جان کے انتقال پاکستان میں ہو گئے انہوں نے آپ سے گزارش کی ان کی مغفرت کی دعا فرمائے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ان کی گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے اللہ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی منزلوں کو آسان فرمائے ان کے لواحقین کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرمائے اور جتنے بھی اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں مومن اور مسلمات سب کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ بخشش کے وقت خوش کرنے دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بھی بخشش فرما دے وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون السلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ